came now that Tiffany's eyes had become accustomed to the gloom, a faint golden light. The newcomer's hair was white instead of red, and while he was tall for a Pixie, he was as skinny as a twig. He was holding some sort of fat skin bag bristling with pipes. "Now there's a sight I don't reckon many humans have seen and lived," said the toad. "He's playing the mouse pipes." "They make my ears tingle." Tiffany tried to ignore the two little ears still on the bag of pipes. "High-pitched, see," said the toad. "Of course the Pixies here sounds differently than humans do. He's probably their battle poet, too."
"You mean he makes up heroic songs about famous battles?"
"No, no. He recites poems that frighten the enemy. Remember how important words are to the Nac-Mac Feagle? Well, when a well-trained Gonagall starts to recite, the enemy's ears explode. Ah, it looks as though they're ready for you." In fact, Rob Anybody was tapping politely on Tiffany's toe cap.
"The Kelder will see you now, mistress," he said.
The piper had stopped playing and was standing respectfully beside the hole. Tiffany felt hundreds of bright little eyes watching her.
"Special sheep liniment," whispered the toad.
"Pardon?"
"Take it in with us," the toad said insistently. "It'd be a good gift."
The Pixies watched her carefully as she lay down again and crawled through the hole behind the stone, the toad hanging on tightly. As she got closer, she realised that what she'd thought was a stone was an old round shield, green-blue and corroded with age. The hole it had covered was indeed wide enough for her to go through, but she had to leave her legs outside because it was impossible to get all of her into the room beyond. One reason was the bed, small though it was, which held the Kelder. The other reason was that what the room was mostly full of, piled up around the walls and spilling across the floor, was gold.
End of CD 3.